is revolving around you. And I count each minute between our texts. I don't want you to think that I'm too obsessed. I just fall so hard and it kills me every time.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 523. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off with a track from Thank You, I'm Sorry from Minneapolis. The song is called $10 Latte, and it's on the new album I'm Glad We're Friends, which comes out this Friday, August 21st, on Count Your Lucky Stars. And that's the sort of band I would see all the time at Records with Merit, or before that, Arts Closet. The sort of band that I would enjoy, but the kids would absolutely love and know that they were the best band ever, and, well, it was good to see what the kids were up to, because they were usually right. That album there is very good, and that song is very representative as well. Anyway, I've got a kind of weird podcast for you. They've all been weird lately. The world is weird, thus you're going to get weird podcasts. It's a little more mellow, until it's not. Well, that's just, you know, the exception that's going to have to prove this rule. Let's start here with a track from Keys. This song is called The Strain.
Skeleton, stick figure of myself. It's how you draw the line, one step ahead of mine. Eye to eye, jockeying for position. I know you. forthright and say I should know. I should have known that long ago. The foolish impulse of practical mindset should prevail. But I'm the customer.
No doubt about it, that one is Guided by Voices. The song is called Please Don't Be Honest. It's on the new album Mirrored Aztec, which comes out Friday, August 21st, on Guided by Voices Records. Robert Pollard is a busy man. I think that's probably the third or fourth album this year. Who knows? Who can keep up? The album's good. I don't think there's any songs on it that floor me, but if you're looking for a Guided by Voices record, that's one of them. Before that, we heard from Keys from Cardiff in Wales. The song is called The Strain, and it's on the new album Homeschooling, which comes out, I think, tomorrow, August 18th, on Libertino Records. That album is kind of all over the place. Some of it is indie pop, and some of it is a little power pop like that one, and some of it is kind of a noisier indie rock, and who knows? There's lots of different things there, but I'm sure you can find that on some streaming service. Give that one a listen and see if it fits into your life. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to slow things down a little bit here. This is a band from San Francisco called Cindy.
As close as I want to be, that's as far as I stay from you. And when you tell me false, I find a way to make it true. And there's plenty wrong with me, but I could say the same. Talent show, he sings some old R&B, and he knows all the words, but he can't know what they mean. And the cops on the TV show, yeah, they have their job to do, but I'd be the sleepless detective and you'd be my first clue.
Thank you. myself, 'cause you're taking up my focus.
And it ends just like that. That is Suzanne Sanfor with the track Accelerate. That's off an album called 10 Love Songs that came out in 2015 on Warner Music Norway. She is, of course, based out of Norway as well. Kind of a random find for Too Much Rock. I needed one more band for the podcast this week, and it was recommended to me by someone somewhat random, I guess, on Twitter. Hello, Heather. But when a witch tells you this is what you should be listening to, you should, of course, obey. That album sometimes feels a little Susie Sue, sometimes feels a little Kate Bush, sometimes a little more, I don't know, erasure even. But I think that track there is a good one. Generally, the opening kind of screams Knight Rider, maybe. Oh, Hasselhoff. Before that, we heard from Hazel English with the track Five and Dime. That's on her new album, Wake Up, which came out April 24th on Polydor Records. She is based out of Sydney, Australia. That is an excellent record. Maybe it doesn't fit the Too Much Rock mold. Maybe it's just a little too pop, but it's also a really, really good record. And before that, we heard from Cindy. The track is called CSI Creeptown, and it's on the new album, Free Advice, which will come out, I think, tomorrow, August 19th. On Mount St. Mountain and Paisley Shirt Records. I think Paisley Shirt is the cassette version, Mount St. Mountain being the LP. It is Galaxy 500. It is low. There's lots of touchstones there. That track I enjoy because I always enjoy tracks where people speak their lyrics instead of sing them. I'm not sure what that says. But anyway, it's a very nice album to drift into, very consistent. You're going to want to just put that one on and float away. All right, I'm about out of time here. Let me wrap things up and let you know that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 523. I have been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media networks like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch. Yes, I'm on Twitch every day at noon Eastern, Monday through Friday. You can spend an hour with me and find out what's going to be on upcoming podcasts or what is so bad that should never, ever be on a podcast. Let's see. Looking at the concert calendar, there's a few things out there coming up. On the 22nd, we have Emmeline Twist playing at Lemonade Park. And then on September 4th and 6th, we have Shiner playing at Lemonade Park. That second show on the 6th includes the Whiffs as well. That's the only venue I'm tracking. It's the only one I feel comfortable going to. So maybe there's something else happening that matters. I think more and more people are kind of figuring out how to do outdoor shows safe and socially distanced, and good for them. But I know Lemonade Park is doing it very well. Looking at the website, nothing really new out there. I think there will be soon photos and video from the Rex Hobart and the Misery Boys and Forrest McCurran and the Daily Special show that happened, well, for me, last night. But for you, who knows, at some point at Lemonade Park. So anyway, we've got one track left for you here. Plenty of time for it, which means, it might be more black metal. I don't know what it is. You know, for years we went, you know, safe on the podcast. No black metal at all. But then lately it's been like a track every week because, I don't know, as I said, it's weird times, and weird times just make you do weird things. Anyway, the band is called Ages. They are from Falun in Sweden. I don't know anything about them other than that. Let's hope they're not Nazis. The track I'm going to play is called Undivine, and it's on the new album Uncrown, which comes out on August 21st on Black Lodge Records. It certainly is not kind of classic black metal. It's definitely more progressive, more modern. And this this opening guitar riff on this just screams post something or another. And I really like that one. So I think you'll find something in this track that you enjoy. If not, well, you can always just stop right here. Thank you very much for listening. We're going to end things here with Ages. We'll talk again next week.